Welcome home to our community of love and light. I'm Kate Large, and this is the fifth class module of the Game of Life Mastery Program, and I want to begin by acknowledging you stepping into your power. I want to celebrate you healing years of tears and resistance, and I want to celebrate just how brilliantly powerful you are now in this moment. You are awesome. Take a moment and just breathe that in. Okay, so now we'll begin with some admin info. This class will be about an hour, maybe just a little bit longer because I got some fun stuff I want to do. And the recording and transcript will be available sometime tomorrow. Could be 48 hours, but I'm going to do my best to get it on tomorrow. Now, our next class module call will be Tuesday, August 4th, and your homework for next week's call is to read Chapter 8, Intuition and Guidance, and complete the inside assignments. And I'm really excited about next week's class. I'll be introducing you to Florence's energy, and we'll be looking into the energy behind her treatments. So that's going to be an exciting call, so be sure that you can make it. Now, I do have a couple of announcements. First, I want to talk about the Game of Life Mastery Program website. If you've not explored all the content there, I invite you to do so. You'll find all the class recordings and transcripts and a surplus of mastery tools in the Dynamic Mastery Tool Library. And this Friday, we'll be experiencing a blue full moon. So be sure to use the Angels and Full Moon Energy Reveal, your Pathway to Miracles program. Make the most of the powerful full moon energy. Now, be kind of fun to have a few like-minded people over and make it a fantastic party. And be sure to go to the Mastery Experts page to download and listen to 30-minute audios of the Mastery Experts. Plus, at the bottom of the page is an ever-growing list of recommended resources. Also on the website, you'll find audio files of Florence's original Game of Life and How to Play It, read by me. Be sure to download these and listen to them anytime you want. Now, if you're having trouble fully disconnecting and healing an energy that's holding you back, or you'd simply like to address shifting into a higher energy more deeply, you can spend or schedule a 3 to 4 hour half-day mastery intensive mentoring session with me in August or September. The Mastery Intensive Mentoring Session is a truly extraordinary, powerful, life-changing experience. During your private time with me, we work one-on-one with the angels to process through what's been holding you back. And by privately experiencing this process together, you'll have firsthand knowledge of exactly what to do when things come up in your future. Plus, the angels hold the space for us to look into your future. Now, you'll find some more information on the Mastery Intensive Mentoring Session on the website. And if you want one of these, there are a couple of appointments available, appointment times. But I will do my best to accommodate everyone who needs an additional hand of support. Now, today we're going to be working with forgiveness. So be sure to download the Give the Gift of Forgiveness program in the Mastery Tool Library. So you'll have direct guidance when you want to process through forgiveness on your own. Now, I also want to share with you that the Game of Life workbook will be in its second printing this year. And I'm working with a publisher to add your experiences of the program to the workbook. So I would love it if you would email me with your thoughts about the program, with your permission to use your experiences to promote the program either in the workbook or on the web or both. Now, the publisher will have final say on what goes in the workbook. And one more thing, if you want to take your work with Florence to a higher, more intimate, personal level, I'll be presenting the next Secret Door to Success Mastermind in September. I don't have an exact date set for that yet, but if you're interested, please email me with Secret Door to Success in the subject line. And I must share with you that this mastermind program is a Rock Your World program that holds a magic aura of love that human words cannot even convey. It is magical. Now, I will be presenting one in my afternoon and in one in my evening. I'll be presenting at least two to accommodate people all around the world. I'm presently running two on Mondays, and people are in Australia, the UK, Canada, and the US. And the number of people in each program is limited. So if you're interested, please let me know, and we'll get your space reserved before I open registration to the public. Okay, so this is our fifth class module, and I trust that you're exactly where you need to be with regard to your homework. You were to read Chapter 5, The Law of Karma and the Law of Forgiveness, and complete the inside assignments. If you haven't, it's okay. Do not worry. I want to remind you that when Florence came to me in 2006, when her spiritual energy came in and wanted me to create the e-course based on the Game of Life and how to play it, she chose which chapter we worked on, and she did not choose Chapter 1 first. She skipped around. So if you're skipping around, listening live or to the recording and going back to do homework, that's okay. If you miss some homework or reading, go back when you can and complete the work, but it does not have to be done in sequential order, because the magic of Florence's work is that you receive the information you need when you need it. Allow yourself to be where you are with ease and grace. And open your heart to be guided to what you need to do first. That may be to go back to the beginning and begin again. Or you may be guided to pick up here, move forward, and go back to anything you missed later. Now, there is a lot of information. If you feel like you're behind, the most important thing is to stop beating yourself up and embrace all the progress that you've experienced thus far. Then allow your guidance to move you forward at your pace in your own way that's best for you. And contact me if you have questions or post them in a Facebook. Another magical aspect of Florence's work is that when you're struggling with something in your life, you can pick up her book and open it to any page, and there'll be something right there where you opened it that will guide you and bring you comfort. So trust me, you're not behind. You're exactly where you need to be. Now, as we progress through this class, I want to ask you to identify something you want to forgive, something, someone, some event. And later in the call, we're going to experience a beautiful, simple process to shift your energy to the love of forgiveness. So I'd like to begin by sharing some insights into religion. And I want to preface this with the statement that organized religion provides community and support for many people. Now, I was raised in the Southern Baptist religion, and the church leaders taught me that I was separated from God by sin, and that God judges me and will punish me. But it didn't feel right to me. I could feel God's love for me, and what I was being taught just didn't fit. And finally, I came to the conclusion that I'm not separated from God by sin. I'm separated from God by the illusion of fear that my religion and people around me taught me. What religion did for me was open my heart to the love of God. And then the God light within me showed me the way to experience the highest vibration of love energy possible, and to know that I'm loved, not judged and punished. Teachings of God are interpreted by man and taught to others. And in this program, I'm interpreting what Florence, my angels and guides give to me to share with you. Now, I implore you to take what resonates and ask questions about what doesn't, or set it aside. As with any teaching, only take what resonates with your heart. And we've identified where our truth center is and what truth energy feels like. So as you progress through this program and your life, be true to your truth center and embrace what resonates with you and question what doesn't. Question, is it for me or not? And when you're faced with a new perspective, especially something that challenges your religious teachings or your life teachings in general, look deeper into the energy of it and discern if it resonates with your truth. It may be the truth that sets you free from the illusion of fear bondage. Now, our lives are dictated by energy, and universal laws describe that process and flow of energy so our human minds can understand how to master it. And Chapter 5 begins with the law of karma. Karma is the process of our energy reflecting back to us. Whatever's going on within us will reflect outside of us in other people and our life experiences. Everything we experience is a reflection of the vibration of energy within us. When we think of relationships, what typically comes to mind is the relationships we have with people. But our lives are relationships with everything. Our community as a whole, relationships with our job, where we live, Mother Earth, even ourselves, as well as individual people. And we've learned that no matter what the relationship is, it isn't about them, it's about us. As humans living in a world of duality, we judge experiences as good or bad, and that energy is reflected back to us through experiences we judge as good or bad. And I want to address specifically the creation of a higher karmic outcome through observation. Now, I talk about stepping out of a situation and looking at it as an observer, to step outside the emotions of pain that we humans get caught up in. And the reason I ask you to do this is to shift the energy, to shake it up. Because when we observe something, the act of observing interferes with the previous flow of energy. Now, in the movie What the Bleep Do We Know, the act of observation is addressed beautifully. And there's a link to this website in the recommended resources section of the Mastery Experts webpage. So scroll down the page and check it out if you haven't already seen that movie. Now, the film explains how physicists have proven that the energy of light reacts differently when it's observed compared to when it's not observed. And I bring this up because I really want you to understand how powerful this is. Because left unobserved, light reacts one way. But when we observe it, when light's observed, the act of observation interferes with the flow of the light, and it reacts another way. So when we step back as an observer and observe our life situations, we, the observer, emit energy. And that energy affects the energetic flow of the path of what we're experiencing, and it changes it. So stepping back as an observer gives you the opportunity to hold the energy of the highest possible outcome. And that highest possible outcome energy affects the end result of creation, no matter what it is you're creating. Now remember, your worry angel wants you to push your worries off the bed into his kettle with your hand. And that act of watching the worries move away from you is very powerful. And Florence states, man can only be what he sees himself to be and only attain what he sees himself attaining. She uses the term see as observation. That's one part of the equation of purposeful manifesting. The other part of seeing is being the energy of what we wish to experience. It's moving into that place of observation through the energy. And you're the one with the experience. You're just one. And creating a different outcome because you're observing it. You're in. You're in the moment of the energetic conscious creation. Now, typically, we live on autopilot with our subconscious, seeing the experience of our lives in every moment of every day and dictating the creation of our reality. This is why it's so important to rewrite your neural pathway of belief to the highest vibration of love possible, to experience on autopilot the highest possible outcome as your normal way of living. We do our best to live in the moment. That's what we really want to be doing, is living in the moment so we can consciously focus our energy to create what we want. But the human existence is a lot of time on autopilot. It just is. And we've been working from our first call to rewrite our neural pathway to the energy of, I deserve to be happy. And by rewriting the neural pathway, your subconscious operates at a higher vibration, resulting in happier, more loving experiences, even on autopilot. Now, it takes 28 days to rewrite a neural pathway. And we're just over 28 days into rewriting energy that was less than love to the energy of, I deserve to be happy. And now we're going to rewrite another neural pathway. So let's set our intention to shift to the energy of, I can have what I want. So say this out loud to yourself. I can have what I want. And evaluate your energy when you say this. Does this feel true for you in your body, or do you feel resistance in your truth center? Say it again out loud. I can have what I want. So now use your energy assessment questions. What is my energy right now? Am I feeling the energy of what it would be like to know I can have what I want and to fully believe it? Feeling that gratitude and excitement of, yes, I can have what I want. And then go to the second question. What is the energy I want to be in? Is it what you were experiencing, or is it something more? Focus your thoughts on this truth. You can have what you want. And really step into the energy of what that would feel like. If you have any trouble doing this, then use your tools to shift into the energy of excited expectancy of, yes, I can have what I want. And this statement encompasses everything. You can have what you want in every area of your life. Believe it. It's true. And if you continue to experience resistance, reach out through the private Facebook community so we can support you. You have the power to change your life instantly to a higher outcome. When you're in the high vibration of expectant love energy, a higher outcome than your human brain can even imagine is possible and can occur. Not only can it occur, you're molding energy. You're creating a new higher outcome, a new reality through that energy. And we create our karmic results, our outcome through the vibration of our energy within. We have the power to change the energy from less than love to love or above and create something better. And transcend physical world fear to love neutralizes the karma of the past. Now, there are times, and I know this because I've done it myself, there are times that we get on a downward spiral of life hiccups, life disappointments and drama, hiccups that are usually initiated because we're tired and we let fear in. And I won't call this a pity party, but you know what I mean. We get on a downward spiral for whatever reason, and we have a hard time pulling out of it. We feel stuck and helpless. We feel lost, separated, alone, and we struggle to reconnect with the light within us. And this is a human experience that is an illusion. It's painful, but still, it's an illusion. The only thing that's changed from the excited high we were on is our perception. And many of you have heard of the dark night of the soul. Many of you have experienced it. This is the huge milestone, darkness before the dawn, that Florence talks about. It's a milestone because it encompasses a shift from the illusion of physical world fear to the authentic truth of the light within in a huge, truly magnificent way. And you may be experiencing this right now, a feeling of what some may call spiritual depression. You may feel miserable and you don't know why. Emotions you've suppressed for years are surfacing, such as guilt, shame, frustration, helplessness, anger, sadness, self-pity, and feelings of isolation and loneliness. And this energy and emotions are working overtime to get your attention. The energy is begging to be shifted to the higher state of love, not punish you, but to be healed, and you now have the tools to shift that energy. Now, for centuries, the energy of Mother Earth supported the struggle of this transformation as a due process for everyone. But I believe we're in a new age, and many have ascended the necessity of this experience. The necessity to experience the darkness in order to fully grasp the light. We're ascending the 3D world to a higher level of existence that, again, is unprecedented, a time of creating something new and wonderful as the reality of our lives. And through your life journey, your powerfully reconnecting with the divine essence of your beingness, reconnecting with the light within through choice, the choice in this moment. And through the ascension of the energy of our planet, choosing to be in an energy of loving, excited expectancy many times transcends the pain of the past. At the very least, it opens the door to forgive all the pain we've allowed ourselves to experience at the hands of others, and forgive the emotions of guilt and shame, anger, frustration, and helplessness. And how did we get here? How did we get to this place of the dark night of the soul or spiritual depression? Because we weren't born with it. We were born as limitless beings of love and light from a place of limitless possibility. The world was and is at our feet. And then we were conditioned to be afraid and worry by outside influences, and sometimes those influences were our parents. There's a tremendous dynamic of energy between parents and children, especially mothers and their children. And that dynamic can be the source of painful trauma that we bury in our subconscious and then allow it to dictate the experiences of the rest of our lives. Seeing, facing, and processing through this pain is a very big deal. And I ask that you be gentle with yourself when this comes up and you do this. Get more rest if you need to and drink lots of water. Your body is processing through years of heartache, and it could even stem from a past life. And when this energy comes forward to be healed, a lot of times we try to hide from it. Are you hiding out from your thoughts? Thoughts that could take over if you crawl into bed before you're ready to pass out? That's what I do. When I don't want to have a front row seat with my thoughts, I stay up till I practically pass out, which is my red flag that I really need to look at something. Now, if you step back as an observer and take a look, the act of observation will shift the flow of energy and the pain will begin to ease up because you're flooding the darkness with light by looking at it. And I want you to know, when you look at something, some energy that comes up for you, that you are not opening a can of worms. Because remember, darkness cannot exist in the light, and you are bringing it into the light. But you've given your power away, and you want to take it back. It's up to you to follow the breadcrumbs by looking within and discern where you're giving your power away and why you're giving it away and what you need to do to take it back. This is not digging. It's presenting itself for you. No digging necessary. Just follow the breadcrumbs and get your angels involved. Ask them to help you, your body get the rest it needs. Being overly tired could be the energy fluctuations of our planet, and your human body simply working to acclimate it. Your angels can help you with this. Now, to get back to the outside influences, specifically our parents, an example of this is what I learned from my mother. She taught me victim energy firsthand. I also learned to deny myself joy because my mother was unhappy on a deep emotional level that had nothing to do with me. As a child, I blame my mother for a lot of my emotional pain, not so much because she inflicted it on me verbally, but because she didn't help me get through it like my grandmother did. My mother was much more subtle. Her energy overruled the belief of being limitless and lovable that I was born with. However, I know that my mother didn't get up one day and decide that she was going to compound my inability to cope with life. She simply didn't know how to help me or herself. And most painful, she didn't do anything to change that for either of us. And many of you have talked with me about similar experiences with your parents. And it's time all of us stop being a victim. And the way to do that is to forgive. Forgive the person who inflicted victim pain and to forgive ourselves for the part we played in not protecting ourselves to begin with. But when we're children and toddlers, when the drama began, there's no way for us to know what to do to protect that light within us. But now that we're adults, we're in a safe place to face these things of the past that, one, aren't true, and two, no longer serve us. Now, I've fully forgiven my mother for the pain of our past in this lifetime and previous lifetimes. I asked my angels to show me the core of the resistance that kept coming up for me, and they did. And that method I used is right there in the Mastery Tool Library. Angels Show Core. It's a PDF file. Check it out. And with that revelation, I used the Give the Gift of Forgiveness program process, and I fully forgave her and myself. And that forgiveness propelled me into freedom, the freedom to create miracles in my life that I had only dreamed about before. Remember, forgiveness does not condone the behavior. It's a gift we give to ourselves. When we hold others in the painful energy of unforgiveness, it's as if we take poison and expect that other person to die. It's not going to happen. Unforgiveness magnifies and perpetuates the pain of whatever happened to us. Unforgiveness fans the flames of pain from deep within and justifies itself because we believe forgiveness would disregard our pain as unimportant. We feel at a deep level that forgiveness would send a message that it's okay to hurt us, and it's not okay. It's not okay to hurt us. But people can't hurt us if we don't give them the power to hurt us. We give our power away subconsciously. It's the human normal way of living. And without our power, we're left vulnerable within the darkness of fear. And from that place of fear, the infrastructure of our world is weak and can collapse. Now, I know that each one of you listening to this can see, when you look, where fear has drained you of your power and led you to the creation of some very unhappy experiences in your life. Step back as an observer. Look at your experiences from that neutral space, that neutral, safe space, and identify the energy you need to forgive, that energy that stirs within you when you think about the past. I'm not talking about digging. I'm talking about facing the fear that's living with you right now. And even though we may have been living in the turmoil and chaos of fear for years, or even a lifetime, it's not too late. It's never too late to shift your energy from within and transform your life experiences without. Your energy is the key to the creation of your reality. And this program's about choosing to shift your energy. As humans, it's our natural process to create an archive of past experiences, experiences that we've judged as good and bad. The experiences we judge as bad hold that painful, less-than-love energy, and it's powerful. And then we decide to create something new in our lives, and that pain comes forward right in our face and demands, "Are you sure you want to do that? Because last time it didn't work out so well." And sometimes this is enough to make us change our minds, even though what we want is already ours at a higher plane of existence. But from deep within, we subconsciously associate what we want with this deeply hidden pain. So instead of maintaining our energetic joy of what it would feel like to receive what we want, we fall into the chaotic abyss of dark fear energy and feel stuck, helpless, and lost. Those days are over. Choose to process through this and look deep within as the observer and address the uncomfortable energy of resistance for what it is. Ask your angelic support team to surround you with their love and show you what it is you need to look at. And from this safe space, allow yourself to identify the less-than-love energy and pull it into the light. You may be shown people who are part of this pain. If so, forgive them. You may simply feel the pain of blaming yourself, and that part of you that you're subconsciously blaming may be your inner child. So you definitely want to forgive yourself. Now, I know you may be struggling with that human need for redemption, that need within you, whether conscious or subconscious, that the perpetrator understand how much they've hurt you and to be truly sorry for it. Because at a deep subconscious level, we believe that if they make the effort to atone for what they've done to us, our wounds will heal and we'll be worthy and deserving of love and we'll be good enough to be happy. This belief is a physical world injustice of love. What the other person does or does not do has nothing to do with the energy and worthiness we hold for ourselves. Our energetic vibration is about us and only about us. Unbeknownst to our human brain, the other person is fulfilling our need for the energetic space for healing to transform our lives from less than love energy, that less than love fear energy, to love. Fulfilling this need of energetic space is their service to us. And I know that at some point that could be hard to get the mind around. I know when a family member used to rock my boat and push my buttons and just make my life a living hell every time I saw her, how in the world could she ever be of service to me? But when I looked within and saw what she was mirroring to me, when I healed that and forgave, everything changed. Not just with her, but in every area of my life. And yes, I did want her to say she was sorry for being such a witch. And I did say witch. But it wouldn't have changed what was going on inside of me. I had to change that myself. Because the human need for redemption is an illusion that serves no real purpose except to prolong our pain. Now, I know we're taught to give others the benefit of the doubt. Give them the opportunity to make things right. But they cannot make things right within our hearts. That is our job. And the other person may truly be sorry for what they've done to us, but with that sincere apology, we may find ourselves still suffering from the pain. That pain is our belief about ourselves and has nothing to do with the other person. So to truly heal victim energy, our sense of justice must step aside and walk away from the physical need for redemption to let go of the what might have been scenarios and allow our heart to create true healing through forgiveness from the very cells of our being. Forgiveness will set you free. Full forgiveness sets the stage for success in whatever you wish to create. Full forgiveness of what you've been holding in unforgiveness releases you from hidden energetic bondage and sets you free. And in just a moment, I'm going to walk you through the process of forgiveness. Forgiveness from deep within your heart. So as we prepare for this journey, pull forward the energy of unforgiveness you've identified to forgive. That unforgiveness could be for someone, something, and or unforgiveness you're holding for yourself. And during the process, we work with the angels to heal the unforgiveness energy. Prior to the process of forgiveness, an aspect of you will join the angels along with the energy of what you wish to forgive. And please notice if this aspect of you is your inner child, teenager, or adult. Simply notice and follow through the process. And allow yourself to experience whatever you experience. Whether you see something in your mind's eye, you hear something, or you just have a knowing in your heart of the transformation. And you may become emotional during this journey. It's okay. Simply allow the process from this safe space. Plus, I want to share with you that the love of our angelic team can be more than our human body can process. And that may make your body begin to cry, because crying is how the human body processes that higher vibration of love. So please, identify an energy of unforgiveness. It may not have a name. It may simply feel like resistance, painful resistance. And the energy, it doesn't need to have a name. The energy simply needs to be identified. So take a deep breath, and we'll begin. Together, we set the intention to forgive what has been unforgiven. Get comfortable and close your eyes. Breathe deeply, fully, and completely, and focus on the beating of your heart. Continue to breathe deeply. And set the intention to allow yourself to move into a place of non-judgment. Simply allow all to be. Ask your angels to join you and help you to release unforgiveness at its core vibration. Breathe deeply. And focus on the beating of your heart. And see before you mighty oak grounding tree. Step forward and gently step into this beautiful, welcoming oak tree. And blend your spiritual beingness into its loving essence. Notice your feet mold into the tree's roots and travel through the soils of Mother Earth to the core light of love at her center. Take a deep breath and feel the vibrant healing energy of Mother Earth as it flows up the roots, through your legs, through your body, through your heart. The branches of your tree open wide to the breath of God. Take a deep breath and pull the healing love of God forth through your heart. Breathe deeply and expand the healing energies of Mother Earth and the breath of God within your heart. Breathe into this moment and allow yourself to feel the love of God vibrating and singing in the cells of your body. You are one with God. The hand of an angel reaches for you from the other side of the tree. Take the angel's hand and step into the safe space of the angelic. Many angels join you to help you forgive what has been held in unforgiveness. Together you hold hands with the angels and form a circle. be before you in the center of the circle, the situation and person you hold in unforgiveness. From this safe space, acknowledge your feelings of being a victim, helpless, and powerless. Simply acknowledge the energy as an observer. Know that you're safe, and acknowledge any guilt, anger, shame, frustration, or fear you have where this life situation or person is concerned. It's safe to do this. Know that you're fully supported by the love of God. Breathe deeply and acknowledge where you feel the resistance of these emotions in your body. Little cherub angels now join you to help you pull forth from your body all the resistance, the pain, the feelings of being a victim, the guilt, and the shame. These beautiful little cherub angels place all this less than love energy in the center of the circle. Breathe deeply and allow the angels to take all this less than love energy from your body. As the cherub angels work, the other angels support you with their love and send love to you. Breathe deeply and expand the loving essence of the life force energy of God to flow throughout your body in this safe space. Now an aspect of you that experienced the pain you're forgiving joins that painful energy in the center of the circle. It joins that life situation and the people that you're forgiving. Your loving angels spread their wings to make the circle complete. Then they send beautiful, pure, unconditional love to this aspect of you. They send this pure, beautiful, unconditional love to the painful energy of the person and life situation. They send pure, unconditional love of God as light. And the circle begins to glow with the light. Take a deep breath and allow your heart to expand with this beautiful, swirling light of love. Focus on this love as it merges with the grounding energies of Mother Earth and the life force energy of the Creator of all that is through the breath in your heart. See and feel this loving light expand out from your heart to gently swirl around and embrace the angels as they heal these painful energies. And from deep within the love of this moment, say, I forgive these painful energies with love and light. I forgive these painful energies with love and light. I forgive these painful energies with love and light. breathe deeply and see the love glow more brightly. From deep within the love, tell yourself, I love and forgive myself. I love and forgive myself. I love and forgive myself. Breathe deeply and experience the life force essence of God as the love light grows and glows even more brightly. Take a deep breath as joy bursts forth in your heart. Slowly, gently, the angels lower their wings. As the angels move away from the circle where they've held that loving space of healing, you see that all your pain has been transmuted to a glowing pink heart of love. All is forgiven, and love holds the space. Feel the soft whisper of angel wings as the angels hug you. Now it's time to return to the physical world, bringing with you all the love of the angelic realm. Walk back to your grounding tree with your angelic helpers and thank them for their help. Step into the grounding spiritual essence of your oak tree, taking the joy of love with you. Breathe in deeply and see the roots of your grounding tree blend with your feet to burrow deeply into Mother Earth, to the core light of love within her. Take another deep breath and pull that vibrant, healing, light energy up through the soils of Mother Earth, up through your legs, up to your heart. Step out of the tree into the physical world and breathe deeply of the love and expand your love energy out larger and larger, filling the physical world space around you. Breathe deeply and focus on the beating of your heart and embrace in gratitude the loving gift of forgiveness. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Forgiveness is the key to unlocking the power of your love creation energy. Now that we've created and held that safe space together to process through unforgiveness, I want to build on that momentum of release. We've created a void and filled it with wonderful love and light. And now we want to expand that love energy and solidify the rewriting of your neural pathway of belief. I can have what I want. Now, in the beginning of this call, we talked about the power of being an observer and how observation solidifies the energy of receipt. And Florence states, man can only see what he sees himself to be, and only attain what he sees himself attaining. We live in an abundant universe of prosperity where there's more than enough for everyone. Like air. When was the last time you stood at the door to your home and hesitated to open the door because you were worried whether there would be enough air outside for you to breathe? I'm guessing that's never happened to you. Why? because you have no doubt that there will be enough air outside for you to breathe. Like air, I believe there's enough for everyone. Right now, we all live in abundance. However, that abundance is often an abundance of lack. Lack of love, lack of money, lack of joy, lack of happiness. But the fact is that everything is energy. And with that knowledge, everything is equal. It's the energetic spin that we put on what we want that defines what manifests as our reality. Our thoughts, our dreams, our desires, our words, all of these things are energy. And that energy is either the higher vibration of love or the lower vibration of less than love, that lower vibration of fear. And together, we're going to claim your power, shift into the highest state of love possible, and hold the space for you to see yourself experiencing the receipt of what you wish to create from that deep knowing that you can have what you want. Do not try to figure out the how you're going to receive what you want. Fast forward from deciding to receiving. So with this energy, we begin by quieting our mind. So place your feet flat on the floor, and with your hands gently in your lap, close your eyes and focus your attention on your heart. And take a deep breath and shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. Embrace the things that you're grateful for and take deep, full breaths of gratitude. And ask yourself these questions. Don't try to answer, just ask. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, your feet on the floor, and focus again on your heart. And allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound, or feel it as a sensation. And take a few deep breaths. And from this beautiful safe space, with your eyes gently closed, allow yourself to focus on the energy of what it would feel like to receive everything you want. How awesome would it be to receive whatever it is that you want? It may be a material thing, a loving relationship, a closer relation with your A-team of the angelic realm, understanding clearly the voice of God. Whatever it is you want, take a deep breath and embrace the excited joy of receiving what you wish to be, do, or have. And now in your mind's eye, observe yourself experiencing the joy of having received what you wish to experience. What you've received through your creation energy may be your own business, a new job, a new home, a new car, better relationship, or new relationship. It could be peace, love, and joy in your heart. Whatever it is you wish to create, embrace the joy-filled bliss you feel at receiving, being, doing, having what you want. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath in of the joy and happiness receiving what you want brings you. And allow this exciting joy to course throughout your body, through every cell. And with another deep breath, expand that exciting energy through your heart out to the room around you. Fill the room with your joy. And with gratitude, we ground this joy-filled energy of seeing your human body experiencing what you want as yours. Take a deep breath and allow roots from your feet to travel down into Mother Earth, through the rocks, the soils, the water, the clay, all the way to the core light of healing love within her. Take a deep breath and pull that healing light of love up through the soils of Mother Earth to your feet, up through your legs, to your heart. And with open heart, we give the universe permission to deliver to us what we want. Repeat after me. Infinite Spirit, I give you permission to deliver to me by divine right what I want or better under grace in a miraculous way for the highest good of all. Thank you. Thank you. Take a deep breath and again see yourself in receipt of what you want and embrace the joy of receiving it. And now take a deep breath and bring this wonderful, excited energy of receipt back with you to the physical world of this moment. In gratitude. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Use this method or whatever method works best for you to see yourself receiving what you wish to create or transform in your life. Now, this completes our class module call. If you have a question, please push star 2 on your phone or type your question into the queue if you're on the web. I hope that everyone's still awake. My daughter says that my voice puts her to sleep, and it does. So I hope everyone's still awake. Now, your homework for next week is to read Chapter 8, Intuition and Guidance, and complete the inside assignments. And next week, I'll introduce you to Florence's energy and the energy behind her treatments. Now, I want you to continue to perfect your process of solidifying the love energy you wish to be in when you wake up in the mornings, and use your powerful, bold affirmations to claim your empowered energy on a daily basis. And continue to rewrite your neural pathway daily. And use the energy behind your affirmations to create that new reality for yourself. If you're having trouble with this, post in the Facebook community and ask your question for support. And I encourage you to post your questions, your challenges, and your celebrations in the private Facebook community. You no longer need to face anything alone. You're fully supported by other humans in this program. Reach out for support when you need it. And be sure to go to the Mastery Tool Library on the website and download the Angels and Full Moon program to use this weekend. You'll love working with the powerful energy of the angels and the full moon. And if you have not, if you're new to the program and you have not scheduled your 30-minute one-on-one session with me, please go to the website, click on that link, and book your time with me. Schedule it, and we'll get you all scheduled. I just want to tell you that I am so proud of you, and I want to thank you for being here. You're such a vital part of this program, and I celebrate all your success and send you love and light.